I'm very happy now to welcome to the Radio Cafe Dominic Capello. He is curator of TEDx Acequia Madre, which is happening on Saturday, November 3rd. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you very much.
So for those who may not have seen TED Talks or heard of them, what is TED and what is TEDx?
TED. Well, TED is a conference that takes place on the West Coast. It's at this point an international conference pulling in all kinds of movers and shakers.
What does TED stand for?
TED, technology, entertainment, and design.
And so it happens on the West Coast, and what is it?
Well, it's an opportunity to bring some pretty amazing thinkers, doers, shakers together in some of the biggest industries in the United States, focused on technology, entertainment, and design, as well as groups that are working in social change, bring them together for a very inspirational day of talks. And what's interesting is this has been going on for decades, and TED decided they wanted to make this opportunity available to people around the world. So they invented TEDx, and TEDx means, if you're in Santa Fe, TEDx Acequia Madre, it means that you can put on your own local conference, and they help you bring together amazing people who have amazing things to say, important things to say, and bring together community-minded people to have a day of inspiration that we hope leads to action.
And so there are such interesting talks given by, I mean, I've seen things by doctors and authors and entrepreneurs and all kinds of people. And here in Santa Fe, of course, it has a particular northern New Mexico feel, and a lot of the people who are talking, and there's a couple dozen people, are pretty well known around here.
Well, we have 22 amazing people, and they have a lot to say. They knew applying for this process, they knew that we were looking for people who could look out and identify problems that exist in Santa Fe and New Mexico, and they offer solutions. And that's what we were looking for. People who could envision ways of making Santa Fe and New Mexico a safer, healthier, and more resilient environment for everyone. So we have an incredible lineup of 22 speakers, and I probably can't go into all of them, but we have, Mike Peters, who's the president of St. John's, who's going to discuss the importance of liberal education. We have...
Thank goodness.
Yes. Yeah, well, interesting in these political times that people are thinking liberal education does matter and it does make a difference. And
it's also, as I have said on more than one occasion, it's vocational training if you're going to be a talk show host or any number of other things.
Well, yeah. He'll have a lot to say about its importance. And other speakers include Emily Kaltenbach with the Drug Policy Alliance, who has a lot to say about ending the 40-year war on drugs.
Do we use the adjective failed war on drugs?
Well, we could. I think we should all go hear Emily and hear what she has to say. She has a lot to say, and I think the audience will be thoroughly engaged. We have people coming from the arts, Meow Wolf and Wise Fool, who talk about theater and also talk about social activism. We have people working in the fields of the environment, sustainability, people who are talking about starting up companies in Santa Fe and the challenges they face and the successes they've had. So I think people will be challenged. We have topics around immigrants, health policy.
Yeah, Lois Rudnick, our own KSFR board member and a wonderful person. She's been on the show many times talking about the blame game.
Absolutely.
In immigration.
Oh, she has a lot to say, and I guarantee you people will be on the edge of their seats with that talk. So if people go to our site, they can see the 22 talks. It's TED is a very unique experience. People do come. They're in a theater setting, but it's not a place to just sit passively. You become a participant of a TEDx. You are engaged. You are part of this. And a key part of TEDx is that after the talks, it's in three acts. And after the third act, we have an Act Now reception in the soundstage. And we want every participant to meet every speaker and to engage and to continue the dialogue about the talks and the ideas and creating synergy. So we're excited about moving these ideas into action. And I should say, one of our sponsors is the Santa Fe Community Foundation. And they've been incredibly helpful in terms of making sure that this is a project that serves the community.
So why did you call it a Sekia Madre?
Well, you know, that's a really good question. The truth of the matter is, you know, you have to apply for a name, and the TED Mothership Agency says whether or not you can use that name or not for a year. And the truth of the matter is, Santa Fe was taken. But that forced us to think a little bit more about the name. And
who took Santa Fe?
Well, some wonderful artist who wants to one day put on a Santa Fe conference, and that'll be great. But for us, you know, Sekia Madre, the idea of Mother Ditch, the idea of good ideas that flow outward. I really liked sort of the theme of it. It's almost a philosophy in terms of, I think in Santa Fe there are a lot of resources, amazing people, and what we really need to do is to make sure the amazing ideas that are bubbling up here don't stay here. You know, we know New Mexico faces incredible challenges on almost every level, from hunger to drug abuse, to problems with alcohol, to the economy. We also know that there are solutions for all these problems, and we need to get our good ideas out and work collaboratively with all the communities throughout New Mexico.
So people can go to it, they can see a simulcast of it, but then once it's done, how do they see these talks?
Well, that's great. Well, all the talks are videotaped, and there's access to the talks. And what's most important is that every speaker is representing an agency, an organization, a business, a political movement, and all of them can use support. So again, the ACT UP reception is really an opportunity to connect. What we need to see is, and this is sort of a grand experiment with TEDx, when we survey all our participants in 6 months and we ask them, as a result of coming to this TEDx, did you join a group, start a group, work on a policy, invest in something new? You know, did we change your behaviors? Did you go from someone who was thinking about working on something to becoming actively engaged in the community? So we're very interested in seeing how we motivate Santa Feans and New Mexicans. And TEDx Sekia Madre doesn't go away the day after the conference. You know, we exist as an entity, as an all-volunteer organization, and it is our job to connect up amazing projects with amazing people.
And so, but I mean, will it be on YouTube?
You know, at this point, I need to do a little more research on exactly where the videos will be. You know, we video all of them, and we have access to them. And at this point, we're trying to figure out the best place to place them. So that information will be made available to everyone who's interested.
So this is happening at the Screen at the Santa Fe University of Art and Design, which, of course, is a wonderful place to see films. And it's also a place where, in this case, November 3rd, they'll be able to show, for example, slides or PowerPoints of the things they're talking about.
Yeah, we'll have great visuals. And the Santa Fe University of Art and Design is really the perfect environment for a TEDx conference, of course. I mean, you have students who are interested in design and faculty who are actively engaged in the process. So we think we're bringing the community together, from the university to the Santa Fe Community Foundation to all the organizations and agencies represented by our speakers. So this is really community mobilizing around innovation. So we're excited, and we want to say that if you're the kind of person who is an activist, who wants to get engaged in community life and cares about the future of New Mexico, this is the day for you.
And also, if you're just interested in ideas and people and what people are doing.
Absolutely. This is again, not a place just to sit back. It's really a place to kind of sit up straight and listen attentively and see how you can get involved in every project and every idea that's being presented.
Justina Trott, who is a well-known and wonderful physician, I guess retired now from her medical practice, is doing a talk called How an Understanding of Sex, Gender, Race, and Class Can Save Our Lives and Money.
Absolutely, yes. Dr. Trott will be one of our will be an amazing presenter, and her ideas are incredibly important to listen to and to act on.
Have you seen all these talks in progress?
Well, you know, part of my job as curator was to get the outlines of all the talks in advance so that I could look at them and our committee could look and offer up some ideas. So I've had a little preview of every talk, and I can tell you that they're amazing and they're inspiring and they will motivate people.
What does it take to do a good TED talk? I would imagine that there are people who are potentially good, but they need some help, just like an actor needs a director.
Absolutely. Well, a good TEDx talk does benefit from a number of things. First, I think some people just have a natural ability to connect with an audience, and we have a number of very natural speakers. And for those who aren't quite there yet, we have what's called our TEDx coaching session. So all the speakers meet with us four times and do their talks, and we offer a critique and ideas. So it's a creative and it's an interesting process getting this TEDx organized and developed and ready for an audience.
How did you find all the people who are going to be in it?
Well, that's a great question. We put up a website and we had an application process and said, share your idea, share your action steps. And Santa Fe is a pretty interesting place. You know, lots of people connected to other people. And so people from the foundation knew people. And then we knew people involved in a number of agencies and organizations, cultural groups, and it really spread. We had over 100 proposals, and we picked the 22 TED Talks that we thought would really be exciting for our first TEDx.
Are there going to be more TEDxes?
Well, why don't we see how this one goes? I am very optimistic. I think this is going to be an incredible success. I think people will want more. And those of us involved in TEDx, Acequia Madre, are very excited about moving this project forward.
Now, we're talking to Dominic Capello about TEDx Acequia Madre, which is happening on Saturday, the 3rd of November. TED stands for Technology, Entertainment, and Design. And my only relationship with the TED Talks in general has been watching them on YouTube, usually when somebody sends me a link. And they're invariably interesting, sometimes very interesting. And there is I have the sense that they're making a difference, but is there any way to track that? Like, is the TED organization itself trying to see what the effect of this spread of ideas really, what effect it has?
That's a great question. In terms of TED, the mothership organization, their website's pretty interesting in terms of the kinds of projects they're trying to get going that really do impact the lives of people. I don't know exactly their evaluation process. I can tell you our evaluation process, which is we will survey our attendees 6 months after TED, and we will be asking them, as a result of attending TED, did you change your behaviors?
Right.
Did you join a group? Did you get more involved? We do want to know, does this unique experience motivate people to
right.
get involved in the community?
Very interesting. As you said, we can't mention everybody, but Cecile Lipworth is going to be there. She works with Eve Ensler, and she's giving what looks to be quite an interesting talk herself.
Yes, she has a lot to say about women and about ending violence against women, and she has some very important things to say about what we need to do as a community, as a state, and essentially as a world to end violence against women. And I think her talk will be quite interesting and leave a lot of people thinking a lot about what they need to do to get involved in the end of violence.
So the TED Talk tickets go on sale tomorrow, Wednesday. How can people get tickets and how can they get involved?
Well, what they need to do is first understand that the tickets are going to go pretty fast. The screen is a lovely theater. It's not a huge theater. And most people know where the screen is. You can Google the screen Santa Fe, and that website will get you there. Also, www.tedxacequiamadre.com. Click there, go to attend, and it'll just track you right into ticket sales. So one way or the other, two sites can get you to the same place. And the screen is really our host, and tickets will go quickly. So if you're interested, now is the time to consider going online and getting ready to get the ticket on the 3rd.
Are there any locations where you're going to simulcast them?
Well, at this point, we're not exactly sure. We're hearing from lots of people that there is a real interest in simulcast, and so we're still in the process. You know, as an all-volunteer organization, we're kind of all over the place trying to make sure the TED itself goes well, the TEDx goes well, and also making sure that those who want to plug in can. So go to our website for updates. We can share what's going on, and we are thrilled to get the support of the Santa Fe community.
Dominic Capello is curator of TEDx Acequia Madre, which is on the web at TEDxAcequiaMadre.com. And once again, Saturday, November 3rd is the event Technology, Entertainment, and Design, the independent Santa Fe production with 22 different speakers, an absolutely wonderful schedule with proper breaks for, look at this, beverages, fruits, and nuts. It's a non-junk food talk. I can't believe it.
We have some speakers talking about healthy food, so we really have to make sure lunch, which is provided in the ticket, and our breaks really are about replenishment.
Excellent. And so all of that is coming up. Dominic, thank you so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you.